Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Regis Suites in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the third Monday of each month from 3 to 4, it is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce radio show starring Jason Bressler. Jason, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, good. You liked how I said that, huh?
Yes, I did.
Starring Jason Bressler. You're being photographed right now. I love that. This is very good. Anyway, Jason, I can't say enough about you. I can't say enough about the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. Phenomenal. And you, I give you really the great deal of credit here. You have made a major impact on the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. Major. And I just love giving you credit because I know you got a team, and I know you love to build teams, and the theme today might be building teams. We're going to talk to our special guest in a second. But it's a talent. You have old-fashioned networking skills. Look, I'm watching the book now. You don't use electronic stuff too much. It's all cards. People come up to you. They go, I want to know someone. And you say, who do you want to know? And boom, there's five cards.
Yeah, I'm always a master connector and want to make sure that I'm a resource to each and every person that I meet. And it's an honor to do that every day.
Well, it's and that's the key, I believe. You don't see this as a job. You see this as an honor, a pleasure, and serving others. That makes all the difference when you look through the lens of serving others.
Absolutely.
That's phenomenal.
There's nothing more important than helping others realize their dreams and helping someone who's less fortunate
yeah.
be in a better place. And I love to do that personally and professionally, and will continue to do so as much as I can throughout my lifetime.
This is so cool. And you can have a long lifetime. You're just, you look young. I know you're probably a little older than you look, but because you have great wisdom for your age.
Oh, thank you. I owe that to my parents and my mentors and members like yourselves of the Chamber of Commerce, and I'm going to be 34 in September.
Wow, he's younger, doesn't he?
He does.
Wow, but great wisdom, no question. Now, one of your members, a very special guest, let's introduce her, Joanna O'Neill. Joanna, welcome.
Thank you.
This is great. You got a bright energy, a great smile. You look like you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
This is great.
I'm so excited.
I know. This is so much fun, and I was reading your bio. It's pretty interesting. They refer to you as dog mom.
Yes.
Dog mom. What
yes.
is dog mom? I actually know what it is.
First and foremost, I am a dog mom to my three baby dogs.
Let me guess. Let's see if we can guess their names. It's coming to me, a great football player, Howie. Oh, comedian Howie Mandel. No, Howie is one, I bet.
Yes, Howie is 10. He's a Jack Russell Terrier.
Wow, 10 years old. Nice.
Mm-hmm. He's our old man.
Old man, and then I think, let's see, I'm guessing Suki.
Suki.
I don't know how I knew this.
Suki is our baby princess, but she was named after Suki in True Blood, the HBO show True Blood.
Oh, do you watch that?
We watch it.
I heard it's popular.
It's very good.
Did you like the Twilight series?
I did.
I love the Twilight
series. I did.
Which one did you like the best?
The first one.
Yeah, that was probably the best one, wasn't it?
I think so.
They're all pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and the next one, Jason, you want to guess? Greg, you want to guess?
No.
Yachty.
Yachty.
I said it wrong, but I was close. Yachty.
Now, Yachty is very special.
Yeah.
My husband and I rescued Yachty from Maricopa County Animal Shelter last year. We rescued him the day before he was set to be euthanized.
Oh.
They have a huge, huge, huge overcrowding and overpopulation at the animal shelters in Maricopa County. And so I'm constantly on the lookout for dogs that might, you know, be good for our home or that I can help adopt out or get foster, you know, parents for. So when we saw Yachty online, I knew he was for us. And my husband named him Yachty after our favorite catcher. My favorite catcher ever in Major League Baseball, which is Yadier Molina of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Wow.
So
you're a baseball fan.
Who hit a 3-run home run last night against the Cubs. Amazing.
And they won?
They did win.
Nice. So you're a baseball fan.
huge baseball fan.
We have sports shows on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday.
Very cool.
Media passes. Of course, we cover most of the sports out here. Fun.
Yeah. I'm only into baseball.
Oh, that's
only
it?
Baseball.
Not hockey?
No.
Football?
Although my Canadian friends listening in will be horrified to hear that I'm not a hockey fan.
Especially with the Coyotes staying, apparently, here in Glendale now. So this is great. Greg's the co-host for the sports show, and he knows all about baseball and hockey, and it's a lot of fun. Sports is fun. We're blessed here in Phoenix to have the four major sports.
Yeah.
That's sort of cool. Not every city, including L.A., cannot make that claim yet. Soon, right, Greg?
Soon, but, you know, they don't need it with all the, two NBA teams,
Two
NHL teams, two
He's
baseball
an LA
teams.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Kings, Lakers, Dodgers.
Yeah, I like the Kings,
Not the Clippers, Angels, or leaving
the Angels are no Angels. Okay.
But wow, USC's been good for so long. So
we like USC. Great college. Well, they've had their issues with
probation. I left the Ducks out, sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they do have a lot of sports action. So that's sort of cool. So tell us a little bit then about yourself. You have quite a background. Maybe start from the beginning, some of your experience, some of the things you've done, and leading up to present day.
Sure. Well, I started my major professional career working in medicine. I spent about 10 years in the healthcare industry, developing outpatient surgery centers for a private company. We partnered with surgeons all across the country and developed physician-owned surgery centers. And so I did that for quite a long time, almost a decade. And it's a very successful company. I learned everything I ever needed to know about business through my experience in that company. I participated in everything from the formation of the, you know, legal entity to the recruitment of physicians to the site selection, construction management, the recruitment of staff, the training and licensing of the surgery centers, and then also the ongoing management. And so I learned it all. You know, I say I got my real world MBA that way, and it was great. I was able to learn a lot, but also it was a very personally, financially very successful for me. But I kind of woke up one day at the age of 35 and realized that I really just couldn't spend the rest of my life making a small handful of individuals wealthy. I felt like I was on a treadmill. We were very successful, but I had very, very little meaning. I didn't really feel I was leaving a legacy in my life. I felt like if I died the next week, I would have done nothing. You know, at the time I was single, I didn't, you know, no children. So my career is really where I'm deriving my meaning, you know? So I decided I had to come up with a great idea.
So more meaning, more purpose, more reason for being.
Correct.
Nice.
I really wanted to help other people. I just thought I need to do something to help other people. And so I thought, boy, I got to come up with a good idea in order to be able to quit this job, because this job is like really a great job. So I came up with the idea of a company called Bodhi Body, which was an integrative medical center. I really wanted to bring integrative health, naturopathic health, preventative medicine to the masses. I wanted people to live vibrant, healthy lives. I wanted them to not have to spend the rest, you know, second half of their lives racked with disease and impediments that didn't allow them to live their life fully. And I wanted to provide access and education to that kind of healthcare. So I wrote a business plan and I found some investors and invested my entire life savings and quit my job. And I moved across country.
Wow.
At the time, I was living in St. Louis, Missouri, Go Cards.
Does a cross country mean Chandler, Arizona?
Well, yeah, I moved to Scottsdale, but I opened Bodhi Body in Chandler.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were located right next to Whole Foods on Ray Road.
Nice.
Yeah, and it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful building, and we had two full-time naturopathic physicians on staff. We did everything from acupuncture, colon hydrotherapy, nutritional IVs, weight loss, but everything was from a holistic approach and a We tried to avoid using any kind of prescription drugs. We had lots of problems, though.
Yeah.
We opened in the fall of 2009, and, you know, every other person, it seemed like, in Phoenix was losing their house.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, naturopathic medicine is not covered by most health insurances. So one of the challenges, one of the biggest challenges, was trying to figure out how to get people to part with thousands of dollars to pay for their natural health care when they're trying to figure out how they're going to pay their mortgage.
Yeah.
So that was one of the challenges. It was not the only challenge. We had many, many challenges, as any brick-and-mortar business deals with. You know, they say the first, what, 2 or 3 years of a small business is where you're going to make it or break it. If you can get past those 3 years and get to a place where you're profitable, then you have a much better chance of staying around long-term. And we just couldn't make it to that three-year mark. We had to...
Well, it's tough. I mean, during that recession time, it was so tough with people, especially, like you said, when people didn't have much disposable income. They either were downsized out of their business, unemployed, and if they did have insurance, that would make sense to just go to where they had insurance. So that great idea, though. It reminds me when you say Bodhi. What was it? Is Bodhi is called Bodhi?
Yes.
Healthcare or
Bodhi Body.
Bodhi Body.
Yeah, Bodhi means
very cool.
Enlightened.
Well, that, in LA, there's a great bookstore I love to go to, the Bodhi Tree.
Yes.
Every time I'm there, I always try to make a trip to the Bodhi mm-hmm. Tree. Phenomenal bookstore. Cool stuff. I mean, it's stuff that you can't usually get at other places.
Right.
I guess you can order them online, but it's you've been there.
I haven't been there, but that is one of the things that we had heard about, read about, that helped us kind of come up with the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So when I read that, I go, "Oh, Bodhi Tree,"
mm-hmm.
and I was excited
mm-hmm.
because it is very cool stuff. So that, but that was a great experience. Every experience in life is, well, it's an experience, a lesson worth looking at and learning. And people have had a lot of experiences over the last 6 years.
Yeah.
And so then from there, what happened?
Well, When I moved to Scottsdale in order to open up Bodhi Body, at the same time I met a woman named Myrna, and I was also introduced to her company that she had partnered with, her and her husband have been partnered with for now 19 years, called Melaleuca.
Mm.
So I moved here, I'm planning my business, we're building out the facility, I'm hiring employees, and I met Myrna, and she told me about Melaleuca. I'd never heard about it, and she told me about this amazing company. And I was fascinated, because what I learned was it's a manufacturing company that makes a whole range of health and wellness items, the types of things that people use every day in their home, everywhere, things in the laundry room, the kitchen, the bathroom, and then a whole range of health and nutrition items they manufacture, and people can shop online. And, I just remember thinking, if it doesn't cost me anymore to try these products, and if I can have the convenience of having them delivered to my door, then I totally want to try this. Now, Melaleuca also has a business component, that is amazing. And Myrna shared that with me. And obviously her and her husband, that's what they've been doing full time for 19 years, and they're very successful. But at the time, I was not open to looking at the business. And I really was focused on opening up Bodhi Body. So I decided to become a customer of Melaleuca. So while I'm spending two and a half years developing and operating Bodhi Body, I have become a Melaleuca customer, and I'm just shopping. So that's what I did.
But you're using the products, enjoy them.
Because I'm washing my clothes, I'm brushing my teeth, I'm using hand soap, I'm taking my vitamins, and it was just such a convenient way for me to shop. I'm so busy. I hate going to the store.
Yeah.
And it was really, really cost effective. And I didn't really think a lot about it. And then circle back 2 years later, I'd been shopping with Melaleuca for about 2 years, and my business was in a very, very difficult place.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm wondering how am I going to cover the rent this month? How am I going to pay the employees? How is this going to survive? And, this show is brought on by the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. And we're a group of small business and medium business owners and large businesses, and everyone knows, I think, what I'm talking about when they start their business and you've got the whole world on your shoulders. You've got all the responsibility of a small business owner on your shoulders. And I remember waking up every single day and it felt like I woke up with a cement block on my shoulders every single day. I carried that block with me all day long and I went to bed with it every day. And it was, I tell you what, small business owners, you've got to have a stomach.
Yeah.
You really, and I commend anybody who's willing to take a leap and to innovate and take a chance and take a risk and work as hard as you have to work in a small business, because that was my life for 2.5 years. But I had decided to join a networking group. I joined a BNI networking group to try to market my Bodhi Body, you know, to the community, to let people know what was going on and who is in the networking group. I walk in on the first day, and the president of the chapter is my friend Myrna, who originally introduced me to Mel Luca.
Right.
She's in there. She's running this group, and she didn't know I was visiting, and I didn't know she was presiding over the group, and it was just a great reunion. And we sat down again, and I shared with her what was happening with my business, and she shared with me that, of course, in the 2 years that I hadn't seen her, that, you know, they had been thriving, their business had been thriving, and mine had been doing horribly. So I decided to take a look at the business side of Mel Luca, take another look at that. And, you know, I've told this story to a few people, but when I did take a look at the business side of it again, you know, it's all about timing. I think everything in life is about timing.
Yeah.
And I saw the information, the same information I had seen 2 years ago, but it was the right time for me. But I was really overcome with a sense of, oh, my God, I cannot believe I just wasted 2 years of my life. Not that I shouldn't have done Bodhi Body, because I absolutely had to do that. But just that I could have been doing this at the same time. You know, Melaleuca is something that people can work on 2, 3, 4, 5 hours a week. Or they can work 40 hours a week. It's up to them. And I could have been doing this part-time along with my health business. But anyway, I was upset. I was kind of upset for about 10 minutes, you know.
That's not a long time.
Yeah, I had to let that go because the future was in front of me. But about 2 years ago, I decided to start just sharing with other people the good news about Melaleuca and educating consumers that there is this store that exists that most people have never heard of. Literally 9 out of 10 people I talk to have never heard of Melaleuca. So it's really about education and information and sharing with people just all the good news.
So how would you describe it? And after you do that, we'll take a quick break. But if you had to describe Melaleuca, what are some of the words? What comes to mind is healthy, one word to describe it.
Yeah, we're known as the wellness company.
Okay, and that's nice, because there is the trend, I think, in America going to wellness, and it makes sense from so many different levels. Why don't we discuss that when we come back from our break? And, of course, this is the North Phoenix Chamber Radio Hour, starring Jason Bressler, great executive director of the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, with special in-studio guest Joanna O'Neill, and we'll be right back.
Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Weidenauer, Heinzen & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking live here from the Regis Suites in Phoenix, Arizona. And of course, if it is the third Monday from 3 to 4, it is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce radio show, starring none other than Jason Bressler. Jason, I'm so grateful for you. You brought in a great special guest, Joanna O'Neill. Phenomenal. I mean, high energy. That was like that, right, in people, Jason? High energy, just ready to take on the world and make a difference in the world.
Absolutely. When you're around passionate people, it only makes you even more successful. And Joanna's definitely one of those folks who's even made me more successful in the brief time we've known each other.
That is very, very cool. And now you're on a radio show. This is very cool.
I love it.
This is fun. And before we get into Melaleuca, some of the other aspects of it, I noticed also in your bio the city, Pismo Beach, California.
Yes. You familiar with that?
Yes. I love that place. I was there a couple of years back, and I'm from California. So I've been there a few times, and it is a nice little cute town. Did you live there?
Yeah, I actually lived in Arroyo Grande, which is like 3 or 4 miles south of Pismo Beach.
Yeah.
You recognize Arroyo Grande?
A little bit, yeah.
So it's just the next town over, and I lived there for 7 years.
Wow.
In fact, my husband and I were just there last week. We drove and took 3 dogs and drove to Arroyo Grande and enjoyed the California weather and
nice.
Went to the, you know, took nice long walks and saw the ocean. It was beautiful.
It is very pretty there. I went to an Italian restaurant that was really good, and I can't remember the
Giuseppe's?
Name. I think it was.
That's my favorite restaurant
Mine
in the
too.
World.
Give me some knuckles.
Oh,
oh
wow. My gosh. That's
I'm
in Pismo
not
Beach.
I love that.
That's in Pismo Beach right there on
yeah.
the main drag.
It was a little hard with the parking, but mm-hmm. it was phenomenal. I think they had some special events there that week I was there, but... But now, how far is it from other great places, Monterey, Big Sur, and what's the other one? Monterey. What's the other one up the coast there?
Santa Barbara is about 90 miles south.
Yeah, Santa Barbara is really nice. But going towards San Francisco, Monterey, and there's another one, Monterey.
Malibu?
Which one? Malibu? No, not Malibu. That's going further to L.A. Monterey, maybe Greg can look it up. Monterey, it's right next door. Monterey, and then San Francisco.
Santa Cruz?
No, that's further towards. We'll get it. Anyway, I love up. That's not. I don't think that far. There's Hearst Castle further up, and Pebble Beach isn't that far from that too, where they play all the great golf stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll figure out Monterey and what is it called? We'll figure it out before the end of the show.
Salinas?
No, not Salinas.
Watsonville.
Cambria?
No.
I think we said Seaside already, right?
Wait, we should have people call in the first one that guesses. Not Seaside.
Well, they're all by there, so. But are you talking about, like, if you're looking at the map?
Yeah.
By the way, I'm a little late to this, but I wanted to mention that they've said it's a cute city. It just sounded kind of strange.
Well, it was cute in that it was small and just.
Cayucas?
No. No. Well, the cute city was Pismo Beach. Well, Monterey, where is that? Let's see, Pacific Grove. Doesn't say. We need a sand city. Darn.
Could you think of what it starts with?
That's what I'm trying to think of. Monterey.
Oh, okay.
And it's right next door to Monterey, whatever that is. Anyway, we'll figure it out. No. First one that gets it wins. New. It's a well-known city. Okay. Anyway, back to Joanna. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit more. Before we get into more of Mello Luca, I'm really interested in your skill sets. You've learned a lot. And building a team, networking, marketing, I bet those are strong skills for you.
I would say some of my best skills, yeah.
Talk about that, because that will apply whether you're with Mello Luca or in business in general.
Absolutely.
Networking, of course, networking. Wow, we're with the master networker here. I'm bowing down right now to Jason. But really, it's so phenomenal what you can do with a pipeline. People don't understand, you know, an off-balance sheet item. You know, as a CPA, that sounds fancy, off-balance sheet. But you think about it, what is valuable in a business, and share equipment for certain, you know, manufacturers. You know, different things are on your balance sheet are very important. But the intangible skills, the mindset to be able to drive a business and be able to not only develop a pipeline, but capture a pipeline and keep people engaged is one of the most valuable things you can do for most businesses. Talk a little bit about that. Or wait, do you want to, Jason, wait, okay, let's.
Carmel.
Yes, Carmel. How did you know?
I just had to squeeze it in real quick.
It was Monterey and Carmel.
Where Pebble Beach is, or by there.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Right.
I guess
you were. Right. Sorry about that.
All right, we'll have an open discussion. Chime in. Joanna, you go first.
Well, I think for me, even starting with Bodhi Body and continuing on now in Melaleuca, it's all about going out and building relationships with people in the community. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to, you know, market or advertise your business, but what it really is about is people want to do business with people they know, they like, and they trust.
Absolutely.
But also, people want to do business with people that they know are out there trying to help others in the community, you know, where it's not just a one-sided game. You know, there's always ways to put people together where you have a win-win situation and everybody's winning. What I have found and what I'm learning is the more I can get out there and meet people and find people that are like me to really connect with and partner with, not even just in Melaleuca, but just in my life. Like just, for example, meeting Jason and connecting with him. You know, when you can have somebody like that who is interested in helping you and you're interested in helping them and you work together on some things, you work separate on other things, and it's really about finding people that you can help. And you can't help everyone. I mean, that's the thing. You know, you can go to a networking group, and you're not going to be able to help everyone in the room.
Well, people want to – also, a lot of people are not receptive to wanting help sometimes, too. But I understand it's that all you can do is offer. People are either going to be in tune or not. But at least they have to – they should know what's on your menu.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think – the more you can get to know people on a more real basis, as opposed to just a superficial show up at a meeting, hi, how's everything going? Really getting outside of those meetings and developing relationships with people that you have things in common with, and learning about their family, learning about their history, learning about what their goals are, learning about what's important to them, and seeing how you can connect them with others or give, you know, share ideas. And partner up, partnering up and really becoming a team to help each other in their business. I mean, when people find out I've, operated a wellness center, I get called all the time, people wanting me to, of course, first thing I want to say is don't do it, but if you're really, this is really what you really want to do, I can certainly tell you where the right decisions I made, the decisions I would have changed and all of those things. But I love getting out in the community. I love meeting new people. I'm so interested in what people are about and what they care about. And, I just love it. I love going like on coffee dates or one-on-ones and just finding out about people's backgrounds, because you think you know somebody, you think you know what they're about, and then you start talking to them and you're like, oh my God.
It could be 180 degrees different.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
It is. And you just have to really love people, be curious, and most importantly, I think, hey, how can you help someone?
Right.
So you go into a networking group, and you can always spot the people, whether it's a leads group, networking group, that it's all about them. You know, they want to sell right then. No, you don't do that. You just get to know people. You go, hey, how can I help you? That's all you have to say. You get to know people, though, and like you said, go to coffee or just meet someone wherever, and just to understand them for the purpose of making a friend, for example. Mm-hmm. And if that's the outcome, hey, what an outcome that is. Can't have too many friends, can you? I think it's really cool. So let me ask Jason. I always say this too. I do neurolinguistic programming also. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's part of what breakthrough thinking is about, breakthrough thinking, because people doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results, definition of insanity. They got to break through their own thinking to a different level, get above your self-imposed limitations and be aware of that. And it's a very, NLP is great to help out. But I would say this, and Jason, we'll get some comments from you on this, and then Joanna, see what you think of it. I would say, what can you give above your product or service? I mean, so many people, I'm a CPA, I do other things, but what can you give above your product or service? And that's what we're talking about now. I mean, if I'm talking to people about CPA stuff, really what's important is how can I make their life enhanced? And what can I do? Can I make them smile for one day? Can I uplift, motivate, inspire them? Regardless if they're a client or not, it doesn't matter. The whole world's your client when you can give above your product or service. So if you just try to sell yourself, sell your product, that's a mistake. Sell you as someone to give, to help people, uplift them, motivate them, inspire them. That in itself is worth living. Jason.
Absolutely. And when you can give your time, for instance, to a charity in honor of somebody, or you can give them knowledge that they've never learned before to make them an even more well-rounded professional or person, to show that you care by, giving them a contact that they may not have in their network that may lead to additional clients and business, to invite them to be part of something where their suggestions matter, where their views matter. It's so important, like the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce does. We empower our members. We empower our partners to get involved. It's your chamber. So the bottom line is that here is a way, a positive, supportive, accommodating environment where we welcome our members to be a part of that culture. It's so important to give. I personally and professionally donate my time in honor of several members in our chamber, as well as on my own for charities that I select, for instance. And the appreciation, the gratification that I receive from them is unbelievable. There's not enough words that I can state about how powerful that is. And when you can help someone realize their dreams, when you can help someone, have a resource that they never had before and it makes them more successful, why not? I mean, why not help somebody and pay it forward? There's nothing more important than paying it forward.
No doubt about it. And that's really great remarks, because that's really the greatest reward. It's not about being paid. You can have a fair compensation. We're not saying that. But if you live your purpose and passion, that in itself is the reward, the ability to live your purpose and passion. Joanna.
Well, I think the whole point is, you know, you're talking about having the, you know, having a job and having a business where you make money, but that's the whole reason why I left the job I left. I was making more money than I could have ever spent the rest of my life. Money is only going to take you so far.
Yeah.
And if you don't have real meaning in your life stemming from, as what Jason is saying, reciprocal relationships where you can literally enhance people's lives, where you're helping them. You know, I think about some of the friends I've made through some of the networking I've done in the last couple of years and how we are truly friends, and that these are people that I will talk to and listen to and just share in their pain and their happiness and their life. And it's the relationships and the friendships, because at the end of the day, money's not, you can't take it with you.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, of course everybody wants to be able to, you know, have some nice things and be able to live a life, but once you have your needs met, that's not what's going to fulfill you. If people don't get that, or if you don't care, then you're probably not, shouldn't be sitting at the table with us, because we are about bigger and going beyond that. It's really about affecting other lives and helping other people.
What's interesting, I think as you were saying this is what I wrote down, is people chase happiness. But the key word, they're chasing it, because what they think is money or things, once they get it, will give them the happiness. No,
mm-mm.
America has it wrong, and maybe the world. It's that if you look at goal setting, they teach, you know, do something because you want something, and then maybe you can be happy. I say it's opposite. State of being goals are the key. Rather than waiting to have the house, the two cars, this and that, and getting that, which they think leads to happiness, why don't you start with happiness? Just because. So state of being goals is wake up every morning, go to bed every night, being happy. Then you go to doing goals, do something in the world, make a difference, and then having goals. So being, doing, having. It's reverse order, and I teach that in NLP classes, but most classes teach, you want something, and if you don't get it, then you better do something for it, and maybe it leads to a state of being goals. It's reverse.
Mm-hmm.
And any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that philosophies that we used with Bodhi Body, and now also just my husband and I in our life, when we approach business or we approach relationships, there's something we learned, and I'm not going to be able to quote his name, and I can look it up after I speak about it, but there's this concept of starting with why, starting with the why,
yeah.
then getting into the how, and then getting into the what, but starting with the why. What is your why?
Yeah.
What is your whole purpose? What is your whole mission statement? You know, it's not about this is what I do and this is who I am, but this is why I am. This is why I do what I do. You know, who are you really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
Jason, you're
yeah, Simon Sinek.
Yes, Simon Sinek.
Oh, nice.
That's it.
He has a book out on that, or what?
I believe he's written books,
I think,
and videos, and he's on YouTube too.
Simon Sinek.
It's Simon and Sinek. And you know, and it's all about the more people you inspire, the more people will inspire you. And it's an amazing, you know, lesson to learn and discovering your why and understanding what it is that you're trying to accomplish. For me, it's to empower others to realize their goals and
yeah.
make an impact in our community and in the lives of those who are less fortunate as much as possible, and to appreciate whom what I have every single second. So Simon Sinek does a great job. I recommend him to anybody in checking out his materials.
That is excellent, and that makes sense. I mean, from an NLP standpoint, whys or reasons, big reasons, Tony Robbins will talk about it. He's one of the most well-known of NLP practitioners. Big whys, big reasons, that's the motivating force. That's what motivates people, and self-motivation. So it makes sense, and Tony talks about this Tony Robbins, is that if you have a big enough why, and not a little why, but a big enough why, you can always find the how. The how, the why is 80%, the how is about 20%.
Right.
And that's good to keep in mind with the listeners out there, is that really find that big why and then double it. I mean, make sure it's big enough. And I think that's good. Why don't we take a quick break right now? When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with of course, Jason Bressler, the star of the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour, and special in-studio guest Joanna O'Neill. And we'll talk more about her her company, the company she works with, Melaleuca. And we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Weidenauer, Heinzen & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinzen & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today. 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs. And if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking here live at the Regis Suites in Phoenix, Arizona, and of course the third Monday of each month. from 3 to 4 is a North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce radio show starring Jason Bressler, executive director, special in-studio guest Joanna O'Neill. And, you know, if people want to listen to this again, because there's a lot of great insights we've talked about from, you know, passion, purpose, how to really make a difference in people's lives as well as the world, you can go to breakradioshow.com, breakradioshow.com, and go to archives, and this will forever be on the website to hear this as many times as you want. Now, let's talk a little bit about Melaleuca and a little bit more about that, why this is a great company, why you chose it, what you're doing with it, and how it can help other people.
Sure. Well, it's interesting. You know, you mentioned earlier about enhancing lives, and I just was like, oh, my goodness, because Melaleuca is based on a mission statement, and the mission statement is to enhance the lives of those we touch by helping people reach their goals. And it's a mission statement that is lived out every single day from the people who answer the phones in Idaho Falls all the way through to marketing executives like myself who live this mission statement. And we are truly looking for people that we can enhance their lives. And that could be by using the products that Melaleuca manufactures, or maybe that's through helping them achieve their goals of environmental responsibility, or whether that is helping families, you know, bridge the gap between, you know, on their P&L, Mr. CPA,
yes.
You know, but, you know, increasing their income and lowering their expenses.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Melaleuca does. And so it's really an opportunity for me as I'm getting to know people in the community and looking for new people to educate about Melaleuca. It's really about how can I help them? Can I help them with a health problem? Can I help them, you know, what goals can I help them achieve? And it's not the same for everybody. It's not cookie cutter. My job is to learn and listen and then determine if there's a way that I can help them through Melaleuca. And if there's not a way that I can help them through Melaleuca, then how can I help them
in any other way? So what are some of the ways Melaleuca helps people? And I know there's a business model, but the products
themselves. Yeah, let's talk about the products.
Yeah.
I mean, what is so unique about Melaleuca is that they are a consumable product manufacturer. So they really compete for market share with companies like Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson. Mm-hmm. But instead of a publicly traded company that, you know, may manufacture their items outside of the United States and, you know, use a traditional distribution model through stores like Walmart or Target, Melaleuca is a U.S. manufacturer.
Mm,
okay.
That's
so
good to know.
It's awesome. I mean, you know, 28 years ago, Frank Vandersloot, our founder, decided to start this company, set up the manufacturing in Idaho. We also have some manufacturing, I believe, in Tennessee. And we manufacture almost 400 different unique consumable items for the home. And what our specialty is that every single thing that we manufacture is toxic chemical free. So it's absolutely safer than anything you're going to find at the grocery store. And it's always been that way. We've never put any toxic chemicals in our products. Most of our items are highly concentrated. So, you know, environmental responsibility has always been a key component of our mission statement. And, you know, when you concentrate products, you're saving a lot of plastic, you're saving a lot of fuel to move those things across the country. And, the best part of our products is that they work amazing. We use high quality natural ingredients combined with like the best of science to really outperform even the chemical laden products that you can find in the grocery store. And if that wasn't enough, everything that Melaleuca manufactures and sells, you can find at a better value than what you can find at the grocery store. Much less cost per use. And it's conveniently delivered to your door. So it's like, it's only good news with Melaleuca.
Best of both worlds.
Everything's good news. So they are a company with very, very high integrity. All kinds of research and science goes into their items. They spend years and years and years, especially on their nutritional items. Many of the nutritional items have scientific patents on them. So they're proprietary. You can't get them anywhere else. And so for me, it makes it really easy. For me, my only job is to educate people about this store, about this manufacturer, tell them all the good news. And if they're interested in trying Melaleuca, I help them set up their own wholesale shopping account, because all of our preferred customers get to shop wholesale direct with the manufacturer. You know, I don't sell products. I've never once sold a product to anybody. I'm not a distributor. You know, I just get to educate and then help people set up their own wholesale accounts so that they can shop direct.
Oh, wow. So
pretty awesome.
So I'm trying to see how this model works then. So you work with Melaleuca as, what would the capacity be called?
They call us a marketing executive.
Yeah.
We're independent contractors, and our job is to find people that we can help. You know, find people that we can help with the products or the business side. And then if we find somebody that wants to participate with the company, then all we do is facilitate that relationship. So
Okay.
If you wanted to shop with Melaleuca, I would help you set up your own account. Then you would just shop online and do your own thing. I don't know what you shop for. I don't know what you buy. That's between you and Melaleuca. But you have that direct relationship. So there's no multiple levels of distribution. So
I was going to ask that. Is there such thing as a downline and other, like I know Amway and they keep changing their name though, but other things like that. We'll have like what's called a downline, and is there any concept similar to that?
There is and there isn't. I mean, we don't have any multiple levels of distribution.
Okay.
There are no distributors. Melaleuca doesn't sell its products through distributors, whether it's retail or individual distributors. That's not the way they sell the products. They are literally like Dell computers. You know, Dell computers created something really called consumer direct marketing, which
yeah.
is where, as a consumer, you could order direct from the company. You didn't have to go buy a Dell computer at Best Buy. I know you can now, but in the beginning, you would buy that computer direct from the manufacturer.
Which could keep the cost down.
It keeps the cost down.
Yeah,
cut out the middleman.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So Melaleuca was the very first consumable product manufacturer that ever used consumer direct marketing. So they manufacture the product, and they literally then ship it to each individual customer.
Gotcha.
We have over 850,000 customers worldwide.
Oh, nice.
We're the fifth largest shipper of UPS in North America.
Wow.
And it's like Christmas every time I get my Melaleuca box.
That's
so
cool.
Excited, yeah.
So from a business standpoint, how is this going for you?
Well, it's going great.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. The things I love, you know, we talked about how I had my own brick-and-mortar business 2 years ago, and the good news is with my Melaleuca business, I don't have any employees.
Yeah.
I don't have any rent.
I like that even better.
Yeah. I don't have any inventory.
Nice.
Let's see. I don't have to pay, you know, I don't have to worry about payroll taxes. I don't have to worry even about servicing the customer.
So your fixed costs are pretty low.
I have zero fixed costs.
Which is nice because
yeah.
that's what people worry about if they are leasing, you know, a certain amount of space. I mean, you know, the landlord's going to expect that money whether you sell or not that month. And,
absolutely.
And that gets a little scary.
Everybody gets paid. When you own a small business, every single person in your world gets paid before you.
Yeah.
You, as the owner, you are the last person to ever to be able to take a draw. And I had that business for 3 years, and I never once took one dime of draw. I worked for 3 years. So with Melaleuca, I started earning income the very first month that I started referring customers. But what's great about Melaleuca is that you don't have the overhead, but you do have this amazing business model. You have this billion-dollar company. You have 700 live customer service agents taking care of your customers. You have, you know, them handling all of the billing, all of the collections.
And you don't have to pay the customer service people on the phone.
No.
I like it.
No. I don't even have to send out catalogs to my customers because
yeah.
every quarter, Melaleuca sends
a
beautiful catalog to every one of my customers. I have over 300 customers in my organization. Can you imagine me sitting there with envelopes and stamps and taking bucket loads of catalogs and shipping them out and buying catalogs? I don't have to buy catalogs.
So you have 300 customers personally?
In my organization.
Yeah.
So I've partnered up with a few. We talked about partnering up
yeah.
and building a team. So I have a team of about five people that I've partnered up with over the last couple of years, and we've been building this business together.
Nice.
And so they're all kind of in my organization, and so we do it together, and it's awesome.
That's a lot of customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is very cool, and I'm sure there's probably, an online store for Melba Luca? How does that work?
Yeah, it's an online store. 80% of our customers, so 80% of the 850,000 customers shop online. There's still about 20% of people who still like to call in and and talk
sure,
to
the
somebody. Sure. And so it's really we have a world-class website. Over the last couple of years, they've put multiple millions of dollars into enhancing the website. It's just extremely educational. You can drill down into each individual product and see the product label and videos and all kinds of detailed information about the research and the ingredients and customer testimonials, for each individual item that they manufacture.
So where do you see yourself, let's say, in 5 years?
Well, in 5 years, I'm looking to really team up and partner with
a radio show.
A radio show.
All right, just kidding. Oh, maybe not. You are very good.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm really just looking for people I can help. I don't see myself doing anything different in the next 5 years. I'm looking for more people that I can help with the product or with the business side, and I want to get to a point into my business where, I've created a certain amount of really reliable residual income that's coming in so that I can take a little bit of my time and really focus on becoming an animal advocate. I mean, I already am. You know, we talked in the very beginning, I'm a dog mom. That's first and foremost.
That's right.
Is my title. And I'm very interested in animal advocacy, specifically dogs. And, you know, my husband and I at one point want to have, create or participate in an existing animal, no-kill animal shelter and contribute to that and help our community with that. I know we're going to be participating with the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce event. I believe it's in November, their annual pet adoption event that's coming up.
Saturday, November 16th.
Right.
9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Horizon High School.
So we're excited about that. I mean, those are the types of things that I'm so excited about participating with the Chamber is because they reach out to these types of organizations in the community that are doing things that I personally have a passion for and other people have a passion for, and it's connecting us with those people in the community so that we can participate. We can participate.
Yeah.
You know, that's the goal is to be engaged.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And of course, and you're a fairly new member with the North Phoenix Chamber.
Yeah. About, I don't know, four, 6 weeks. Something like that. Yeah.
It's a dual blessing, Jason. I mean, you joining the greatest chamber out here in Arizona and the chamber having you as a member with your passion and your purpose and willingness to help other members, this is very cool.
Yeah, I've joined two of the committees, so I'm on the events committee.
Oh,
so
how are you?
Meet me at all the events.
Very cool.
And also the philanthropic committee. Because I am very, very passionate about helping the charities in our community thrive.
Which is very important.
Yeah.
Wow, the show has just flown by. I can't believe it's an hour already. Joanna, how do people get in touch with you? How do they get the benefit of knowing you?
Can I tell everybody my phone number?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
You can call me at 480-636-0152. You can also, the easiest email to get me at is Joanna, that's Joanna, at dog-moms.com.
You are serious about the dog stuff.
Yes.
I love that. That is very cool. And Jason, how do they reach the chamber? How do they reach you?
602-482-3344 or at jason@northphoenixchamber.com. Again, our website is www.northphoenixchamber.com.
And you got a couple things going on. Should we mention the mix and mingle? Coming up, of course, this Thursday, Arena Sports Grill near 64th Street and Bell Road. We're going to be broadcasting live there, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Joanna O'Neill, it's been an honor, pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll have you on
again. I want to come back.
Oh, absolutely. And Jason, of course, always a pleasure. It's always nice seeing you. I just really great get it. Just just, it's so nice when you're on the show. And of course you rotate with Luke and Gordon, but we'll see, I think, Gordon next month, I believe. So anyway, this is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce radio show every third month. If you want to hear a repeat of the show, go to breakradioshow.com, breakradioshow.com. And, of course, we're on 1480 AM X in Phoenix, Arizona, every Saturday from 11 to 2. Everyone have a great night. See everyone tomorrow.